Carrie was coming.
I can move it over, actually.
No,
sorry, let's see that.
This is louder.
Oh, that one's louder. You know,
so we can train you out.
David!
That's what my feet bought.
He's picking on me, Lynn.
He's picking on you?
Yeah, he
oh,
is.
Oh, no.
That we're with children. That's what I
want. Lynn's got the biggest one. Everybody ready? Okay, I call the meeting to order. This is the January 14th special board study session of Roland Unified at 8:04 a.m. Dr. Mitchell, can we have roll?
Yes, Angelina Price.
Present.
David Malkin.
Present.
Robin Friedman.
Here.
Gary Chen.
Here.
And Evan Camp.
Here.
All board members are present.
Okay, now adoption of the agenda. Are there any changes to the agenda?
Yes, there is one change.
We didn't need to note the time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I said 8:04.
But we can
it's 8:04.
Thank you, there is one change to the agenda. It is option of the agenda portion where you are right now. It's Tuesday.
Didn't even notice it. Okay, Saturday. Thank you. May I have a motion to adopt the special board meeting study session as corrected?
I make a motion.
Second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Passed 5-0. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible.
Do we have any public comments? Roy Humphreys? Oh, I'm sorry. I should preface it by reminding you we have 3 minutes. Okay. Okay, I'm kind of obligated to read it anyway, Roy. I'm sorry. Remarks are limited to 3 minutes unless extended further or limited by a vote of the board. Ordinarily, board members will not respond to presentations and no action will be taken. However, the board may forget it. We have no staff here other than Julie. Okay.
Okay. Have you got your gavel ready?
The floor is yours. No gavel.
Okay. I'm Roy Humphreys. I'll make this short and sweet. Item number one, the audit presentation at the last meeting was refreshing as to the presentation by the auditors, and the presentation by Mr. Flores was rather awe-inspiring there, especially when the explanation on the 10% issue, which was covered in the Gazette in some detail, and as to reflects on the bonds and the Bonds Oversight Committee. Item number two was on the aspect of the Chinese immersion, which I asked, what are you thinking? The United States of America, the state of California, this county, our society needs people Chinese-ready, literally on all levels, now. And it's all you have to do is look at the news and find out the influence that the Chinese have worldwide and on the economic status situation. And this needs to start at the 9th grade through the 12th and get those people out there ready to deal with the world and for this country. This idea of using the kids situation is appalling. Where is the ROI on that? And is this to appease a select group of people within our community? I find it appalling. Third, if on the video recording aspect, for just a paltry sum, as pointed out by Mr. Malcolm, and to the discredit of the what was influenced on this situation with as previously shown, it's all you have to do is do it, and I'm out of here. You will never see or hear from me again. The cost is less than the cost of your Macy's sojourn and the money spent on that by the board. And the L.A. County has it. And it was quite true, as I noted, on the situation there that they have their feed. And also on the audit situation goes to the point that we still need a forensic audit so we can get a bond issue out and bring this the whole mentality of this district to the 21st century. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Humphreys. turn my alarm off because it'll go off. If we're ready, shall we adjourn to closed session, recess to closed session? I've asked Dr. Mitchell if we could have it in here instead of moving all our stuff in there and then moving back out again. So we're going to have closed session here. Roy, we'll have to ask you to leave, please, and turn your machine off.
Okay, machine.
Yeah, let's take just a...
I would like to request that you remove the camera.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If it had the recording on or something, we wouldn't have known.
But could I just say that... Okay, it's 11:50, and we will return to open session. Please note that when we closed for closed session, I neglected to note the time, and we went into closed session at 8:10. There's no closed session report. We'll resume the governance team workshop. And Mr. Farley? Will you guide us?
Sure.
Sorry, let's see where you're supposed to be.
Earlier you discussed the number of things relative to the digital development.
Board?
I think that I would just like to say
then?
Yeah, that we had to build a strong trust among our board.
Building on what others have said. This last year has been a learning process for our new board members, and we realize that. We've tried to keep them in the loop and give them the tools they need to be responsible board members. Each year, we try to get better and better as a board, and we are building on that. I think as a group, we have helped, along with Dr. Mitchell, improving the morale at all our schools and throughout the whole school district. We're not perfect yet. We've got room to grow, but we're in the right direction. I agree with that.
I look at the board like a family, because that's my background. And, you know, families have a certain trust the family. And I feel that after a year now, we're starting to level out better than it was before. That is 4 years. I remember when I ran, I thought it was 2 years.
Did you? We only missed it by 100%.
The demands on one's time is unbelievable. I mean, I'm on several other boards, you know, nonprofits. Nothing pales to the demand on one's time as a school board part. You know, like Angelina, I don't know how she does it. I mean, just the number of activities, the number of things, times that you need to read everything. I mean, the amount of reading is phenomenal. So that's been the biggest surprise, is the amount of demand. The other was on city council over in La Mirada, talking about that last night, and he says the worst position is being a school board member as far as time commitment.
Now he tells you.
Yeah, right. He's not telling me it was 4 years, too.
And you can't send it back.
it's so enjoyable to see so many wonderful things, the hard work that everybody does. It's amazing.
Yeah. Dr. Mitchell?
Just as we continue through our agenda, we're looking at our governance.
This December, I was able to go to a president's workshop at our winter conference, and I learned quite a bit, and I'm learning even more as I go along. But one of the booklets they gave us had some pages that talked about unity of purpose. And there are there's a list of several things, but I've decided to pick out three from this list for us to all discuss and talk about, because this is, again, a chance for us to get to know each other. I want to know where you're coming from. You want to know where I'm coming from, and it will help us. I'll tell you the list, and then I'll tell you the three I've identified. Why are school boards important to local school districts and public education? Why do we value and believe in the students we serve? What are we most proud about with our district? What is our governance team's mission? What do we want to accomplish as a governance team? What do we stand for? And what legacy do we want to have? And out of this list, I've chosen, what are we most proud of about our district? What do we want to make sure we preserve, protect, and keep at all costs? And we'll open that up to discussion.
This the other night, and I wrote it out, and it was diversity. The diversity we show in my background. And, hey, my son still maintains contact with all these
people. Anybody else? Donna?
I think it is terrific that we have so many.
I think you're right there. Mr. Chen?
This district is not a rich district, especially. But I see their kids, because our education, I think their kids, I guarantee those kids who will get a better job than their passive improving generation to generation. I think that's the whole purpose of the education. A better education, and their parents have no education in college or in the kids. I guarantee all see those kids educated from our district.
I think I'm most proud of the programs we have and can offer all our students. We have something for everyone. We're not just a district for the haves, but we're for the have-nots also. It goes back to the diverse programs, the diverse district that we have. But everybody can learn in our district, and I think we're proving that day by day. Also, I'm pretty proud of the community in the sense that a lot of people in the community really want to help us. They want to help us have the best, want to help us have the best district. And I've learned to take comments always as positive. If somebody wants to help me with my job, I want to know that they have my back, that they are really doing it to help us and to help our staff and our employees. This is important when we go out and we are really putting forth 100%. Sometimes comments are made that make certain people think, wow, you know, this person really thinks you're not doing your job. But then I look at it the other way, that maybe this person is trying to help us. They just don't maybe express it in the same way as everybody else does. So I'll continue to move forward in that positive way and hope that people will want to help us and see us succeed. I was going to lean back and wait for somebody else. It's me. Okay. There you go. And my second one that I picked out is, what do we want to accomplish as a governance team? Think about it for a minute, and then we'll go around and everybody can make comments if they have any. Okay, let's go.
As a governance team, what I've
written out, maximize resources and students.
Donna?
I think the government team's accomplishment is responsible to give the superintendent. What I want to see is the...
I think we all agree with that one. It's good to hear that everybody is centered on students and student learnings, which is why we're here. I would like to see us continue to improve team morale of the whole district. We've come a long way. I remember when I first came on board, how low the morale was and how people talked about Roland used to always be where people wanted to come to work. The pay didn't matter so much. It was just the best environment. And they were really at that point, at their low point. But it's coming back. They still want their money, but but it's becoming an overall better environment for our employees. Those were the main things I had, on top of what everybody else said. Okay, the last one is, what do we stand for, and how do we want to be perceived by the community? And is that important to us? Chen, you want to start, or you want me to go to somebody else first? Want to think?
Some thinking.
Okay. Yeah. If anybody else is ready, let me know. Okay, Mrs. Fry. Right.
Number one, I think I believe preference. The perception of this board by the community has changed. So really pay attention and appreciate.
Donna?
The first word that
I had written down, how we are perceived as community leaders who takes residents' desires.
Ken?
We stand for us. Stand for what's right.
I think the number one for everybody is we stand for students and children, not only academically but behaviorally, and in all ways that we can. We want them to be good citizens. We want them to go out into the world, not necessarily to go to college, but to have good careers, and we're moving in that direction. What I would like to see us as our perception by the community is that we're a board that cares about not only our students but the community. I think we're fortunate to have board members who are active in their communities, and they do get out, they go to meetings, they go to events, they go to school functions, you know, all kinds of things. And I think we're unique in that way. And I want the community to see that we're not a district of high income. We're a district of all different levels of income and abilities and languages. And although we want to compete at the highest level, we might not be at the very highest level because we have other responsibilities. We have responsibilities for learning and teaching, but sometimes you start a little lower and you have to build that up, and that takes time, and we are working on that. So that's the way I perceive us. Okay, those were my questions. Mr. Farley or Dr. Mitchell, you have anything to say about that? And then we'll get our lunches real quick and come back. We're going to eat for lunch, but our lunches were not delivered when they were supposed to be, so. Good. Thank you. With that, we'll take a brief recess to get our food and come back, and then we'll keep going. We're going to eat during our lunch. Yep. Middle school, I think, is tough.
Did you have a favorite?
You either like it or you hate it, don't you?
I like every job I have.
How much? Thank you.
Do I need to record what time our breaks are? Okay, are you ready to resume? Actually, I stopped in the middle of a section, so we're going to go back to that. Two of our board members gave suggestions for possible topics they would like us to take up, either at a workshop or another time when we can get together and talk. And do you want me to read your list, Donna, or do you want to read it?
Oh, I can.
Okay.
It's
okay. I have it too, if you want.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see. Intervention program is possible. Like some kids that have suspensions, that should we have anything in place for that? Musical interviews, that's kind of been covered. Counselors at all. Bless you. My first day is already on our calendar. American Sign Language.
As a language.
That's suitable for college. But yeah. That's just how they had like 28 students in their AA, but they work with them after school, and I don't know how many we have, but at least that I do know. We don't have that many.
Let's hear from Mr. Malcolm, because you had some ideas, too.
Right. I just have one, and that's basically I was looking at the board meetings and the length of the board meetings and the ability to discuss items, and I was thinking that maybe we should have a study session on the use of study sessions, that that study sessions enable us to get together in a formal, informal way, and discuss items for possible later agenda items, you know, regular board meeting in a sense.
Special board meeting, yes.
Format. But actually,
all study sessions are regularly, you know, we put
right.
them online. They're all regular meetings. Yeah. It's just the setting is a little less formal.
Right. It's less formal, and I think that we have more of a dialogue. And in some ways, I think it would help expedite the regularly scheduled board meetings at nighttime, so maybe they wouldn't last quite as long of the discussion here.
I think some districts have two board meetings a month, and they cover the mundane stuff at one, and then the students and the, you know, that kind of stuff, the fun stuff that a lot of parents might want to come see at their second board meeting. But
exactly, that's one of our neighboring school
yeah.
boards does that.
Does anybody else want to give me any input as far as possible study sessions for future use? Something you'd like to have included? I've mentioned that since everybody else is chewing. I mentioned I'd like to have something on the Family Resource Center to educate us to what they do and how everything. Ms. Pride? You good? Okay.
I'm just thinking of another one, being new to this. We have this community facility down the street here with special ed and adult ed. And very seldom are involved or address the issues of special ed or adult ed, how that figures into our system.
Maybe special ed and SELPA and all that, how they work together.
Yeah, SELPA
the whole
and all that, and how that figures into our agenda items. Right. Both, yeah. Oh. Oh, okay.
Okay. Mr. Chen, you have any ideas?
Yeah, I have one. Learn more about the city construction project, bond, and that's the area.
Okay. I have a list here. We might be able to today get some idea of the types of things you're interested in. I don't want to go into a lot of discussion, but just I could read them off, and you could tell me if you're interested in pursuing it. Just the one, the first thing Donna talked about, students failing all or most classes, intervention programs, ASAP. I think that was addressed by the superintendent recently, the program that they're working at with the community day school, and I think that will be elaborated to help with those things that you mentioned too. But that was the first one is, somebody start saying
something. Do we have some fail?
Okay.
And this is part of the LCAP. I think we have one of the items in LCAP.
So maybe you could just let me know how many want to have this covered at a workshop coming up the way. Yeah. They're programs pretty much, so I think they would help a lot. Do you all think that would be a good future thing and to revisit what we had presented to us at the last board and to know how it's going and see if that's something we need to have extra? How about the other one was counselors at all schools. Dr. Mitchell, can you just speak to that a little bit? I know we don't have them at every... I'm sorry. Okay. How many would like to see us have a workshop on counselors at all schools? Can you? Okay. That would be good.
This is, you're talking about elementary school?
Are you interested? We aren't. It's not really on the agenda to talk about, but do you want to learn more about it?
I say it depends on how you define counselors.
Why don't I start with providing information?
Okay.
Okay.
And, okay. Should we do that with all of them? Okay, so she's going to get more information on that. Also incorporating maybe American Sign Language as another language at our high schools. And maybe for a future, this middle college, high school, leveraging college partnerships. I do think district is working on this, but maybe Dr. Mitchell could bring us up to date in the future. At Mount Sac. And then the next one was air conditioning in the high school gyms. Yes. School climate, improving student learning and achievement. I think that's kind of like our lifelong goal of all our goals and objectives, but if there's anything more to add that maybe that school climate report would include, Dr. Mitchell can help us with that. And then facility updates. We would need to get that information and know how to get it because a lot of that information might not be available. I'm not sure. I don't think that we want staff spending an exorbitant amount of time on it, though. Trying to find. Yeah.
I don't know if that's available.
Okay.
There's a lot of students.
And then we had a study session on the use of study sessions.
I think the interest was to have study sessions
Okay. Facility updates. This is for your benefit, Julie. Family Resource Center, Special Ed SELPA, and both adult ed and adult ed block grants. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So we got that. So next we're going to talk about the role of the board. And last year when we had Ms. Freeman and Mr. Malkin on the board, we talked a little bit about this, but we decided to bring it out a little bit more. And I think the things that not a day goes by when we're not confronted by somebody in the community or a stakeholder or a teacher, employee, parent, asking about certain things. So it's important that we learn and follow through on how to handle our inquiries. So regarding that, we were able to relate it to also Dr. Mitchell's being able to help us with her part of that. But I'd like to have a discussion maybe about how you handle stakeholder inquiries and how we could do better. And that would include staff, it would include parents, include administration, include anybody that you deal with, community members.
Maybe Joe can guide us through some of the team workshop, one of the important parts about a government.
But I think you have to be careful and sensitive to the intellectual strong rapport with each and every interaction. Like Luke and Remmer, that any of you have gotten into. Now it's so easy for some of them to then it becomes a lot of sparkles. So you have to be careful to monitor keeping in check.
One of the situations I was getting involved in was when we were doing the music teachers calling me. So it's not something that's in writing or an email that you can just send back saying I'll forward it to the superintendent or whatever. But they call you. And they start very emotionally, you know, expressing their concern and disappointment or anger. You don't want to just cut them off, yet you can be on the phone for a half an hour sometimes listening to them. How do you handle a phone call versus an email?
And
Sam, we refer this back to staff. What is that? All you can do is
they're
make
concerned.
Them aware I got a phone call. That's about it.
What the issue is.
Forget the name and probably not. Yeah.
Would you give the name anyway?
How does what we've been discussing apply to a union rep that might call you out for lunch?
That's what I was going to say.
That's a very good question.
You might get sucked into that. And let them know that you can't get involved with that conversation. It might come up as a discipline thing, or it might come up in negotiations. It's a union situation, and the board is not to be involved in those kinds of situations.
There really are established protocols on how they are resolved. And also, sometimes those cases also.
I'm just thinking, Julie, that there's one individual that. We just like talking about politics in general over to something that's happening. I should just avoid it totally.
I think you should say, we need to keep this conversation.
This is getting
our
hard.
Lives, our lives and stuff
or
like
vacation
that.
Or trip
yeah,
or something.
You know, okay.
But the other piece is being careful. I knew this story. When I was a superintendent, the school district, everyone wanted to talk to me. But it was because I had the title. And so when people are expressing an interest in you, it wasn't about you having that title. It's not about you.
Every time I wear this, supermarket. I check people with talking. Hey, here we are, a board member. And my son is in Colorado, and he da, 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 and they bring a lot of. You recommend us, otherwise I'm going to change every time. For example, if I, after the meeting, I'm going to wear another jacket. So, if I, after this meeting, I go to the market, I have to wear this, so they see this, and then the checkers or the people shopping in the market, and they mm-hmm. try to start a conversation, mm-hmm. because they're all local people. They are mm-hmm. local, a lot because they have kids.
Join Kiwanis, and I'll give you a Kiwanis shirt. And then when they ask you, hey, what's Kiwanis? You can say, join.
Very true.
And that brings another suggestion is the community is not educated how they interact with us. Right? We know, for example, the board meeting, my question was, what are coming? Are we aimed to the public or the aim to the district staff? And the public don't know. The public thought we are board meeting is a public meeting with them, but the form is not. It's horrible. So how are we educate the community that know what their role is and what our role
where? Some boards have a statement that they make.
Oh yeah, but if they don't attend, they don't know. Mm-hmm. So general public.
I'd say that
there's no such education.
When you interact with
5 minutes.
But
how interested
are they? I mean, are they going to come to a class?
No.
I mean,
how interested?
Not
that interested.
Well, they think of it.
Right, that's true.
And they think of it as a public meeting rather than a meeting where the board conducts its business so the public can watch. In your handouts, this has to do with that little area too. There was a sample protocol. And they talk about the 6 R's to ensure we're active listeners. I'm just going to go over them just because I thought they were interesting. The first is receive. Listen to what the person has to say without preparing a response. Second is repeat or paraphrase or ask a question to clarify for understanding. Third is request. Ask what the person would like the board member to do with the information and or what they see as a solution. Fourth is review. Go over the real options available. I don't think we want to do that. I'm sorry. Should I not be talking about that?
No, but it's not in the handout
from today. Oh, it's from the one that, the other one. Well, anyway, review, redirect, and report. It's at the bottom of the page. But I thought it was interesting to think about this. So you're actively listening. You're really not giving solutions. You're not doing anything but making sure you have the story straight.
Well, this is really good discussion because I don't think there's enough opportunity.
Okay. In that same section, we're going to go on to board comments. Just to have a talk about board comments and have a chance to discuss and ask your questions.
Well, Carrie Bear just brought this up now, which was some of the learning, that who are those comments for? Are they
for the three people in the audience.
I can tell you staff is not that interested. And again, it goes back to the purpose of our meeting. Are we having a meeting in a conference room? We're doing it that way. It's for the 6 of us. So it's for you to share something with your colleagues, be able to say, if you get an opportunity, what are the things that are
just a reflection.
also a question that was asked of me. The only thing that's verbatim.
And then the last thing has to do with visibility of board members. How visible do we need to be? How often do we need to go out? Where do we need to go? And some are going more than others. Are they killing themselves to try to get to everything? And is that necessary? That type of thing I think we should maybe have a discussion about. When we're out in the public speaking, it's as a personal note, and even then you have to be careful because you're always a board member.
The community views the security.
They have to be at all those things to know whether you were there or not.
But for us.
So Donna's able to say, oh, I was at your school. I've already been to your school. You know, there's a lot of schools. Now she can always go back if there's something else. But then it also helps with what you said. There are some schools that have either more activities, more events, or that fit your schedule. You want your job in lots of time. And so you don't need, I think for you, you shared with me, that was pretty liberating. Because then you're able to say, and you have a response.
If I'm not mistaken, I think we can ask staff to take that up at a future time, but it's not on our agenda, so we can't really go into it too specifically.
But that's going to change the whole thing.
Okay, moving right along. Anything else? Nothing else on that section? So we can go on to communication and information. We talked about study sessions earlier. I think it would help Dr. Mitchell to know if we feel that we're getting the information we need on board presentations and in board packets, that type of thing. Maybe make comments about the presentations that we're getting from staff at our meetings?
The feedback I would like on these really important for me and for staff to get feedback is that meeting your expectations? I try to gauge, and all five of you have very different. Inevitably, there's comments about there's so much questions. Like if I didn't provide, if I'm hitting the mark, we're great. If I'm not hitting the mark, that's what I need to know. Because it's not done for me.
Something I'd be interested in the Friday letter would be, let's say on our agenda we have, we're going to vote whether we're going to hire this group. Let's say like the facilities, the person that's going to do the master plan.
Yeah.
I think in the Friday letter, since we're going to authorize that contract, I think it would be good for the board to know just basically what we're expecting from that. Is it just what our buildings are and what we're going to do? Are there other things they might be able to help us with? You know, that type of thing? Does that make sense? And sometimes a company will be selected because maybe they've got some better bells and whistles that they're going to throw in too, you know, that we can expect from them. And those might have been why the group chosen. So, just a thought. Something I've requested, because when I go to conferences, I hear a lot of people talking about how they get their packets 5 days in advance, not just three. And I've talked to Dr. Mitchell about possibly being able to at least get part of our information so it's not just all compact in the weekend. She sounded like it might be doable, but we need to discuss that with one of the other items coming up in our discussion.
Same feeling. One thing I don't feel comfortable is we appreciate a lot of information. And I don't have time or don't have time to read. I have to complete it by Sunday night. Sometimes I have to finish all the reading on Monday. One thing I don't feel comfortable, I give you the questions. You don't have time to respond. I know you're a busy schedule. I like to give you more time to read my question or answer this. But I know you have to have effort to do that because your schedule is set. If you have more time,
we need the Monday while I clean up the staff and so forth. My number. Although that's the expectation that I've shared with staff, is that sometimes there's something there that we can advance.
You know, if it's there early, that's, to me, this is easy reading it all day.
Is it different than just clicking on the calendar? If it's not there, there's another way to do it. Maybe you could send it to all of us. And even if you put them on and somebody doesn't have time, they just don't read them, then they can read them later. Okay. You're doing a good job. Okay. Moving right along. Governance calendar. Let's talk about that.
So in your packet, there are two handouts. This is an it was asked, do we have a governance calendar? And yes, we do have a governance calendar. And we revise it each year, usually on the so this follows the CSDA template. So yes, we have a governance calendar. This is not as helpful. We use it at the beginning of each year, but I shared with you an internal governance calendar, and it's this one.
Is it in the new packet or the old packet?
New. So this is the CSDA governance calendar.
There it is.
Look at it, we follow it, and you'll see on there that we do everything that's on there. But then this is an item we update. Brenda was actually updated last night because after the board meeting I do it. But you'll see on here, these are like the yearly items we need to do. This contains mostly the board meetings that we do in August, September, October, November, December, what type of reports do we have planned? What things are you going to see on agenda? Who's our spotlight school? This is more helpful. I don't know if you're interested. Again, it was asked, do we have any thoughts? We have this. Sure.
Which one? The page by page? Is there a key to the code, to the letters? Maybe on the back of the original.
Yeah, we know what they are. But they're looking at action items.
A is action.
What department is that? We can update that. Yes, we can see it here.
Is this confidential?
It might change. What are you familiar with working with in your past? The big one that folds out, or that's the one? Okay.
Sure. Well, and even though when you look at it, one long line with facilities, So Alex has one that looks like this about facilities. When you look at policy, you know, there's not a rule that every January you have to do this. This is not helpful to us. And CSCI, it's too broad to cover, you know, all the topics that are on the left-hand side. There's an interest, like with CSCA, when you look at their copy, their trainings are all over their customers. Because that's important to them.
I know they touted it that conference for being able to see at a glance when conference is going to be, when this is going to be, when your deadline for that's going to be.
Right.
But that doesn't usually involve the board necessarily. Deadlines when you have to file papers, and it should be on there. Yeah.
I'm just thinking that we used to use Gantt charts a lot. So for footings put in, and then you just look up there and
We get a monthly update, and it has a running chart in it to tell us where we're at.
Exactly.
But for every project, I have that. So it's too massive in talking about an organization of our size to put it in a dense version like this.
No, I agree.
Yeah. Okay.
I know, Ron, you had asked for it.
We have it, but it's
not helpful to us.
Yeah.
So if it's helpful to you, there it is. But it doesn't.
No,
we
don't like this one.
Yeah,
The next item is board meeting dates, 2017 and 2018.
Jeez.
Oh, barely get through this year, huh?
All right. So there's a two-sided handout for you to look at. And it has already our board dates for the remainder of 17 fiscal year. One side of the paper Tuesday, one side of the paper Thursday. I've incorporated both days of the week. Been some conversation about moving our days of the week from Tuesday to Thursday. Been some conversation about moving start time to be a little bit earlier. So that this is not agendized today as a governance team. So this is just for us to say that I will bring this forward for a public vote. Last meeting this school year is June. August is difficult because of hiring. We did not propose a November or December study session. That period of time, we're only present for. Well, and again, this is just a draft. This is my thinking. There's the business meeting, the Saturday study session, and then if you wanted a special, three meetings in 1 week, 1 month, then we're not. Staff will kill me. But this is your calendar, not mine. I just listed all the dates. I would suggest not. So as it relates to board calendar, I wanted the board to have this as a
You like that too?
Yeah.
Well, if we start our regular meeting at 6, it still gives people a chance to come after work. So we'll be considering a time change and a day change. Is that correct?
Okay. So I'll bring it forward to a future board meeting. We have some study sessions that are already scheduled. I don't know, Captain, the final budget. That's not. That was a way, there's twofold that came up in conversation. Information would be able to go to the board on Friday. You'd have the weekend to look at it, and then you'd have Monday through Thursday. So you'd have a week to prepare. In the week to go to the board.
What?
There's only one day left. If you have it Thursday, then you work Friday, and then everybody. Well, we can have that discussion when I
we'll
have the agenda.
Decide then. Yeah. That was my question as to whether the moving the meeting to Thursday made it better for us getting our packets earlier. And you just answered that.
Yeah.
I like having a steady set.
Steady session around a weekday.
Yeah.
Well, there's only two Saturdays. We generally do one in January, one in May.
I think staff has a tough time if it were Saturday, too. Okay. Are you guys okay with that? Joe, I'm not giving you a chance to talk.
No.
I'll put it for a discussion probably in February, depending on how heavy that agenda is. And then the board can give me, that's what they start up now. That's not a change. They just start. There's only two Saturdays that are there.
Okay. Sure. Take 10 minutes. Go potty if you have to go.
Okay.
There was nothing to report out before. We didn't vote on anything. So.
Say there were five people here besides me. You know, have public comment in the closed session and then forget about it. Take my personality out of the equation, okay, just as a planning issue. Meryl, sit down.
Okay.
And that's a good way to serve them without.
Thank you. Do you like that thing? I thought it would be so good because it's warm. I guess you can put it around your neck, you can put it over your head, you can put it over your mouth. And then it's a bag.
Yeah. So now I'm kind of hoping for rain.
I know.
Just so I can wear it to work.
I might borrow it when I go to Colorado.
If you need it, let me know.
Okay. And I saw the leopard print, and I thought, oh, I can see Angie with that.
No.
I have that black jacket.
No.
Puffy?
Oh.
Can I borrow it when we go? We're not going to Mars.
It's not super heavy.
Thank you.
Yeah,
okay.
Great. So I'll bring it.
Did you get it at Burlington?
No, I got it from the Columbia store outlet.
Okay.
That's where I got my I have some really cool Columbia boots.
Okay.
Where's that?
Huh?
Oh.
Too hot.
Because I have a portable heater and your mic. Because they get so I have to turn.
And you're usually cold anyway. Last item on our agenda. Before I go to that, I want to ask a question. Okay. The last item on our agenda is talking about a governance handbook for our board. And if I could suggest, I'd just like to have a show of hands how many are wanting to do a governance handbook. We'll need to do a lot of the work on it. Staff could type it up for us. There's a checklist in your packet that asks for protocols or, you know, whatever, that talk about the governance handbook. So I know at one time when our board members were new, we talked about some kind of an orientation for new board members. And we might combine the two, new members, orientation, and guidelines for board members. What are your thoughts? Think it's a good idea?
Mm-hmm.
A think so. And in your packet is a little section that says Unit 2, but it's from the President's Workshop. It must be a sample from something else, saying Growing Tomorrow's Thinkers Today is the title. Exceptional School District, and it has Governance Handbook with some topics that we might want to include. I think it's something I've been wanting to do for a while, and it's never been done. I would hope that you'd all want to get it done so we can have something to hand down to other people as they come on board and get our thoughts together, and we don't have to keep giving tips and this and that and the other. We'd have it all in one place.
I would also suggest board members to talk, you know, from board president to board president, to schedule a future study session for the development. So perhaps we could schedule something spring and then start on things that I would like for us to perhaps first, and then we go into handbook.
Do ours differ from the CSBA?
Yes.
They do quite a bit.
There's a lot in our state, and we've tried to reach out with CSBA multiple times, and we just keep doing one of these two, you see one or two, one.
Got it.
No. And so we really need some. I really would like to have someone to come in that no staff member has time to do that. It can be either policy, and can look at the gamut. Tried that way.
Okay.
Yeah. Not interesting. Got it.
So you just haven't been able to find anybody to fit that?
Right. And we're still working with you. Don't look at through all of ours, but then if they still have...
Hear of anybody, Joe, let us know.
You know, that's most of the... And when the policies get out of draft, they tend to...
So do I have a consensus that we're going to consider a governance handbook, which would include new board member handbook part of it for a coming workshop and bylaws? Yeah, we have to update everything, actually.
Okay, so we're going to schedule future study sessions to review our bylaws and governance handbook.
Is there anything else for today? I have good news. We're finishing at 2 o'clock instead of 3. Okay. Thank you. Meeting's adjourned. 2:02. I'm just going to do it myself. Can I have a motion to adjourn the meeting? Okay. Those in favor? Post? 5:00. He's around all these. Well, no, I think.